Yeah.
There's a jam for you. Brad requested some Cheap Trick. Stiff Competition. That's a deep cut, man. Deep cut. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday. 312-981-7200. Text in your requests. Wild Card Wednesday means any song, any artist, anything. 312-981-7200. All right. We are in the into the Christmas season. And, you know, it's all about the kids. And it's all about Santa bringing the right toy that all the kids want. So we're going back here, back to 1966 and each year, and talking about the hottest toys of the past 50 years. So, and I also want to hear from you guys. What toys did you love? What was the hottest toy when you were a kid? 312-981-7200. So let's start with 1966. 1966, hottest toy of 1966, Twister. Yes, Twister. Who saved Twister? Here's Johnny. That's right. The goofy board game where players are the game pieces was about to be pulled from the market. It was going to be pulled from the market when Johnny Carson and the shapely Ava Gabor played a suggestive round on The Tonight Show. Viewers demanded the game, and Twister, which was previously called Pretzel, became a game room staple, and it was inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame in 2015. Esmeralda, do you enjoy a good game of Twister?
I haven't played in a very long time. I'm not very flexible.
I was never really a fan of Twister. I played it, you know, a few times. I was never really a fan of Twister.
I don't need people falling on top of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's uncomfortable, you know? Dan, did you ever enjoy a good game of Twister?
I didn't mind it.
Yeah. But you can thank Johnny Carson for Twister, you know, Twister was going to disappear.
They played that on air?
Yeah, with Ava Gabor. Mm-hmm.
Curious to see that footage.
Oh, it's there. It's out there somewhere. Yeah. Okay. How about this? 1967, Battleship. Did you ever play Battleship, Esmeralda?
I just played my first game last Valentine's Day.
Wait, you never...
I'd never played it before.
You'd never... Now, was the regular Battleship or the electronic Battleship?
It was, I believe, the regular.
Well,
I
did
think it was regular, yeah.
Well,
it's not electronic.
The electronic one makes noise, like...
Right. No, I don't think it did, no.
Okay.
So it was regular.
I loved Battleship.
And I did very well.
Did you? Who'd you play, V?
Yeah.
Did you yell, you sank my Battleship? Did
yes.
he yell, you sank
well,
my Battleship?
Yeah. And then I kind of threatened him because I was winning. So I'm like, ah, you stink. I'm a sore loser.
You're a sore winner. A sore winner. I get that
and loser.
Sometimes.
No, loser.
I get that sometimes when we play like pop-up video and celebrity name game. You get a little curt.
Mm-hmm.
This hit board game has its roots in the pen and paper version that dates back into the 30s, but... Most 1960s kids fondly remember setting up their ships on a plastic board using pegs to indicate the other players' guesses. In 2012, the movie Battleship was loosely based on the game, and sharp-eyed fans spotted a few game references. The aliens shoot cannons at the ships that look an awful lot like the game's plastic pegs. Yeah, one of the high points of Liam Neeson's career, right there. Although Key and Peele had some fun with him. What about Battleships, though? Liam Neeson's. 68 Hot Wheels. Oh, man, I was all about Hot Wheels when I was a kid. All about them. Mattel introduced Hot Wheels' line of die-cast cars in 1968, and they've been vrooming through shag carpet and over ottomans ever since. I had, man, did I have the Hot Wheels. I loved Hot Wheels. Totally reminds me of my childhood. Hot Wheels are still pretty. Yeah, Hot Wheels. Didn't we have that story where the guy had that collection of Hot Wheels that was worth like $40 billion? All right. 1969, Lego. Well, Lego's bigger now than it's ever been, isn't it? I mean, they're making Lego movies. Did you see the trailer for the Batman Lego movie?
I hear those are pretty funny.
Oh, the Lego movie's great.
Yeah.
It's great. The Lego movie was hilarious. It was a huge surprise to me. I didn't expect it to be anything, and it was hilarious. And because the Batman character was so popular, now that's a spinoff. Do you know who voiced Batman in the Lego movie, Esmeralda?
What's his name?
He's got a very distinctive voice.
He was in Parks and Rec, right?
Well,
that guy? No.
He's connected to Parks and Rec.
Then I don't know.
He was on Parks and Rec a couple of times, but
I'm thinking someone else.
Then. Okay, but he's connected. There's a big connection between him and Parks and Rec. He was once married to Amy Poehler.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Will Arnett.
There you go.
That guy. Job from Arrested Development.
I was thinking of the other guy.
Job from Arrested Development.
I was thinking of the guy from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Chris Pratt?
Yes.
Well, you know why? Because he was the voice of the lead Lego dude.
Oh, okay.
In it.
Okay.
Yeah. The first recognizable Lego bricks were introduced in 1947. And immediately people stepped on them with their bare feet and cursed. Today, children could build anything their imaginations could invent, and even more parents would join in on the fun. Look at that. And this is actually written in the description. I added that part, but it's written in the description. And they can have fun by stepping on a Lego brick while walking through a darkened living room. That was actually in the description. Lego was introduced to the Hall of Fame in 1998. So, 1970, Light Bright. Oh, man, do I remember Light Bright. Did you guys ever play the Light Bright?
I never. Did I know anybody? I don't think I really. I didn't know.
You
anyone.
Know what it is, right?
It looked cool, though.
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. It was just like a. It was like a pegboard that had a light inside of it, and you would put little colored pegs on there, and it would be patterns, and you could make like a clown.
Right. I imagine, though, that would get old real quick.
Well, the other thing about it was, as many of, you know, the stuff growing up when I was a kid, like Light Bright ended up being a very dangerous toy. Light Bright, one, everybody was eating the pegs, the little plastic
Wait,
pegs.
Wait, what?
Eating them. They would just stick them in their mouth and eat them.
What?
Because they're kids. If you're a little kid, you put something in your mouth.
Ugh, I guess.
No, a lot of people put. All right, what's the first, Dan, what's the first thing Emily does when she picks up something?
Puts it in her mouth.
Puts it in her mouth.
Yeah, but does she eat it?
Well, not because I'm there, but
I was gonna say, I'm like, these kids could stick it in their mouths.
Well,
but
are you aware of how small these pegs are?
I mean, they're smaller than your fingernail.
I remember them being very tiny, but just
you just swallow them, just pop them right in your mouth and swallow them.
Oh gosh!
And not only that, the light bulb inside the screen, the wattage was too high for the screen, and it would heat the damn thing up. So, like, if you were playing with it for, like, 20 minutes, suddenly it became this hot thing that would eventually maybe short out and blow up the extension. Yeah, man, I'm telling you. That was, you know, toys in the 70s. That's what I'm talking about. You survived the 70s as a child. Yeah. So. All right, 312-981-7200. We're up to 1971, which is Tonka Trucks, and we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Good old Tonka Trucks. Cheers, it's time for cheers. Hot dog, the problem solved.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog. Well, what a hot dog day.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog. What? It's a brand new day. What you waiting for? Get up, stretch out. Kurt. This is obviously Wild Card Wednesday, everybody. Kurt requested Mickey Mouse's Hot Dog song.
Is this for Emily?
His niece is obsessed with it, and he wanted to share what it's like with his and Dan's life, what they're like now. Dan, have you heard the hot dog song a lot?
Twice a day, every day.
I love that he's like, this is what we deal with, me and Dan. This is our life now.
But I know people who have kids, and they so hate that damn Frozen movie. They hate it so much because the kids were obsessed with it, and they have to watch it over and over and over. Just wait, Dan. Wait till she gets to like 3 or 4, and you got to watch every Disney movie 600 times a day.
That's right. I have headphones. But fun fact about that song.
Yeah,
what a band we've mentioned a few times in the last couple weeks. That song written by They Might Be Giants.
Oh, of course it is, because they write those happy-go-lucky songs that rhyme. That sounds like a They Might Be Giants song. It totally sounds like a They Might Be Giants. That's pretty cool. What happens in the video? What is?
So that is how every Mickey Mouse Clubhouse ends. They go the hot dogs song.
Do they eat hot dogs?
They do. And on Mars, the hot dog is referred to a Yumblatt, because this is my life. And they love hot. Mickey Mouse is a particular fan of hot dogs, whether it's eating hot dogs or saying hot dog as an expression when he's happy.
It seems a little unhealthy.
When did Mickey Mouse become a fan of hot dogs?
I don't know the history of it, but
who isn't a fan of hot dogs?
That's true.
It's true. Well, shouldn't he like cheese dogs?
He probably
because he's
does.
A mouse. I mean, you.
I mean, he's eating hot dogs every day. I'm sure he has a cheese dog in there somewhere.
So, right.
Every episode ends with that?
Every episode ends with that.
Why do I find that so bizarre that every episode, what's it called? Mickey Mouse's what?
Mickey Mouse's Clubhouse.
Oh, it's Clubhouse.
Yes.
Okay. It's different than the Mickey Mouse Club.
Correct.
With the kids with the fake ears and the Annette Funicello.
Right.
This is it animated? The whole thing is
it
like
is animated.
Oh, okay. It ends, Esmeralda, it ends with everybody eating hot dogs. What?
Again, that just seems a little unhealthy.
Maybe they're veggie dogs.
That could be true.
Daisy strikes me turkey. As a vegetarian.
Turkey dog.
I find it so hilarious that every episode ends with that song and them eating hot dogs. That is just might be the greatest thing
I've
ever heard.
They refer to a hot dog every episode, okay. But we don't see them eating it every episode.
Okay,
so they're just they just love talking about hot dogs.
I just find this really bizarre. I don't know, man. Dan's just shaking his head.
You should try that. What's that Yo Gabba Gabba stuff? Isn't that better?
Yeah, we're
transition.
She's obsessed with him, but we are, you know, she's taking a leg into Elmo, so we've got the Sesame Street ready to go.
Okay.
And, yeah, we'll.
What about the Teletubbies?
I don't know if the Teletubbies are on air, so I'd have to purchase it.
Because that's really, that's just fantastic stuff. Have you ever watched the Teletubbies episode as an adult?
I did, yes.
Have you, Esmeralda, have you ever watched the Teletubbies?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I mean, it's supposed to work for babies.
Yeah, it is.
That's what they make all them noises like babies.
Yeah, exactly. And I love the Teletubbies. I think they're fantastic. All right. Let's see. 1971, Tonka Trucks. 1972, Uno. Uno's bright primary color scheme is familiar to families who've loved the fast-moving card game since the early 70s. If you're a fan of something, anything, there's probably an Uno deck waiting for you. Harry Potter, Hello Kitty, Doctor Who, Elvis Presley, Peanuts, Coca-Cola, and Diary of a Wimpy Kid are just a few of the themed Uno decks now available. Now, I didn't know that they did themed Uno. Does that mean the game is different?
I think it's the same. It's like, like playing cards.
Oh, okay. So, like,
stuff on them and pictures.
But they would still, like, it's still here, draw two and here, draw four and all that. We did a show called Bitches at the factory in 1993, and it was all guys in drag. And so I was in it for like a year and a half. And everybody was jealous of me because I had really long hair, and I was the only one that didn't have to wear a wig in the show. But anyway. We would all get dressed. Everybody, there were 13 guys in the show. 6 were gay, 6 were straight. 1 was so far in the closet, he was in Narnia. So the straight guys would get take the straight guys 5 seconds to get into costume, because it's like you just slap on some rouge, put some lipstick on, slap on a dress, and sit down. You know, that was it. Whereas the gay guys would really take their time because they wanted to do a really good, you know, drag performance, and they would really want to look pretty. We would just go, yeah. So the straight guys would immediately sit down and just start playing Uno. And that was our pre-show ritual every single night. But we had like 12 Uno decks, like a stack of Uno cards, and we would alter them with magic marker. Like one would be draw 20, and we would like write draw 20 on it, and then one we would write cards that said, I'm rubber, you're glue. So like if somebody threw down to draw 20, I'm rubber, you're glue, and you have to draw the 20. And we had like reverse the reverse, you know, like it was, you just wrote, and because we got bored with the game because we played it we did 3 shows a week and every weekend, and we got bored because that's all we did. That's all we did. We'd get to the show an hour ahead of time because your call was an hour beforehand. And like I said, the straight guys would be dressed in 5 minutes, and we'd sit down and play an hour of Uno. And if you weren't on stage, like if you were off stage for a long time, you would start another Uno game. You would just be backstage playing Uno, waiting for your cue to get back out on the stage. So we got bored with it. You ever do that, Esmeralda? Do you ever take a game that you're like, okay, the rules are fine, let's follow the rules, but let's alter them and change them so that it's more fun for us? You ever do that?
I want to say I have, but I can't think of anything specifically.
Yeah, the only thing that I can think of specifically is what the Factory Theater guys did when we were doing Bitches and we changed Uno. Like, we made it a lot more ridiculous and interesting. So, oh man! All right, Uno, 1972. You like Uno, don't you, Esmeralda?
Oh, of course.
It's a great game. Dan, you play Uno?
Sure do.
Yeah, it's a good game. 1973, Baby Alive. This is, kids are fascinated with bodily functions, and in 1973, along came Baby Alive. Sure, feeding her specially sold food was fun, but face it, kids were more interested in the fact that the baby was actually filling her diapers. Today, Baby Alive dolls are so sophisticated, they can even tell their kids' mom and dad that they need to use the proverbial potty.
I had a doll that you would squeeze water down her throat, and she would...
And she'd pee?
Yeah.
Betsy Wetsy.
Well, this, it was literally just a plastic doll, so there really wasn't much to it.
Oh.
You just shove that bottle in that had water in it. And...
well, that was the first one that actually did, like, the first, like, doll that peed was called Betsy Wetsy. That was the first, like, doll that would pee.
I think a lot of them, I think after, you know, in my time, they just did it.
It was just part of the... Yeah,
it was just part of the
thing.
Yeah,
it was accepted.
Like, fill the water bottle
and...
Yeah.
And then they pee.
Yeah.
All right. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up next, followed by more of the hottest toys ever. And we got a great Blackhawks Express from last night's game. And we'll take a break. All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio. Here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich comes in at 5 with the opening bell, and at 6 o'clock, it's the great, my hero, the lovely Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Wild Card Wednesday, yeah! Hannah requested the band Broken Little Sister and their song Blue. Oh! All right. So we're talking about the going back 50 years with the hottest toy of each year. 1974, Dungeons and Dragons.
Ugh, of course.
First came out in 1974. I was one of those guys who mocked Dungeons and Dragons players.
Yeah, no, I do. I've dated a Dungeons and Dragons player.
Oh, yeah.
I think he still plays. I got a bunch of friends who play, too.
You know, I know.
Bunch of nerds.
I know a lot of people who play. I do. Dan, did you ever get into D&D?
No, I never played a game.
Yeah. I don't understand it.
I don't either. Okay. Again, I only like games that last maybe an hour.
Well, this is like, I mean, they got games that go on for months.
No, I know. My ex used to play every Friday night, which is like, oh, cool, Friday night.
Of course.
You're a cool dude.
That's a great party, man,
for
right there.
For hours.
Yeah.
for hours. It was ridiculous.
Then you're like Dungeon Master Johnson, and you like you're a troll,
yeah,
and you get no invisibility.
Yeah,
I don't. $75 Barbie. Did you have a Barbie when you were growing up?
Of course, I had many Barbies.
Barbie Millicent Roberts is her name. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't.
Barbie Millicent Roberts.
She was like Madonna. Just Barbie.
Yeah, no, she's Barbie Millicent Roberts. Her looks have changed. She was at times a dentist, a vegetarian. That's a new... Norm Crosby has been doing the show this morning. By the way, have I mentioned that I didn't get a lot of sleep? When I have Tuesday night screenings, my sleep schedule gets all screwy.
Right.
And I ended up not sleeping a lot during Tuesday afternoon.
That's not good.
And one of the reasons why, because I'm an idiot and I stayed up and watched La La Land, I wasn't going to watch. I got the screener for La La Land.
Then were you all hyped up and couldn't sleep?
It was so good. And I was so excited about it, but I was like, I'm going to wait. I'll wait. You know, I can watch it Wednesday morning when I get home.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to get up. I can sleep longer. But I was like, it's sitting on my coffee table. I'm sitting there in La La Land. The screener for La La Land is going, yeah, that's exactly what it's doing. Emma Stone's going, hey, Nick, please watch me. And Gosling's going, hey, girl.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Nick. This is La La Land, man. You got to watch it.
Oh, boy.
No, it's one of the most highly anticipated movies of the year for me.
Right.
And I got the screener, you know, Tuesday morning when I came to work, and I was like, well, I'll wait. And then I finished Johnny Carson. I'm kind of sitting there watching a little TV.
I like that you couldn't. You're like, I'm going to go about my day, not
right.
watch
I'm
it.
Not going to do it. And it's sitting there in front of me. And I'm like, maybe I'll watch a little of it. And then after the opening.
Oh, you can't watch a little bit of it, I'm sure.
Oh, my God, Esmeralda. After the opening number, I was crying.
Oh, boy.
I was on my couch crying after the opening musical number.
Anyway, well, time for bed.
And I'm like, and it's like 2 hours and 10 minutes long. And I'm like, it's so good. It's so good. Are you interested at all in seeing La La Land?
Yeah.
Oh, it don't. Like it's awesome.
I don't know. I haven't really seen. I've only seen some singing and then that's it.
Well, it's a musical.
Right, but you know what I mean. Like, I haven't really seen, like, what is it about?
Yeah.
They haven't really shown too
it's
much
so
in
good.
The trailers.
It's ridiculously good. One of the best movies of the year. One of the very best movies of the year. Hmm. All right. Fisher-Price Little People became popular in 1976. I never had any of those. And I think I skipped Fisher-Price.
I never. Yeah, no. I never had Fisher-Price.
I went right to dangerous stuff. Wood-burning kits.
I really wanted a kitchen. A like Fisher-Price kitchen.
Like that you could cook in, like the life-size little, like for little girls. Yeah, those are cool.
I still see them in the store, and I kind of look at them with...
Well, you see, you have a real kitchen at home, though.
But it's still so cute. It's like, oh, it's got little pots.
I know. I always thought they were cool, too. Even when I was a little boy, I'm like, that's pretty cool. Yeah. 77 Star Wars action figures, of course.
My brother, I know he was telling me once, he had a big old Millennium Falcon toy.
Well,
that was his thing.
Last year... The two doofuses that I do the movie reviews with came down here and brought Colin. Do you remember?
Yeah,
they brought a BB-8.
There you go.
And had it rolling around. Colin had the electronic BB-8 that you can control from an iPad.
Yeah, I played for it a little bit. It was freaking me out.
It was weird, man. And then they all brought their, like, Eric brought, like, a Chewbacca.
Yeah.
I think one of them brought a Millennium Falcon. I don't know if it was.
Did he? I don't remember.
Because that damn Star Wars movie came out last year that I ended
that
up...
That one about the stars and the wars
in
them?
Okay. That I ended up liking. And now I'm looking forward to the new one, Rogue One.
Yeah, V has already asked me, would you want to go so I can get tickets? I'm like, what? Why would you... now? Like, when does it come out?
16th it comes out. Yeah. It's got the second most pre-sale of any movie ever.
See, and then this is where I go. You can't just go next week? Like the week after?
Yeah. I went to see The Force Awakens the Saturday after it opened.
Mm-hmm.
Did not pre-sale tickets.
Right.
My folks and I went, we got tickets. I mean, the theater was packed, but we got tickets and we saw it.
I don't mind.
Yeah. But I want to see Rogue One. The reason I'm excited about Rogue One, it looks cool. Two, it's directed by the guy who directed Godzilla. So that's enough for me.
Do you expect Godzilla to show up? Just like
yeah.
his head peeks
he's
out.
He's gonna show up. It's gonna be a Godzilla droid.
Yeah, there you go.
We got some texts coming in. 563 area code. Cabbage Patch Kids were the gift when I was 7.
Oh, yeah.
My mom was on a waiting list with Toys R Us. When they called her, she had to go to the back entrance of the store, was shown 2 Cabbage Patch dolls to choose from. They put the doll in a black garbage bag, and the police officer walked her to her car.
Oh, wow. I don't remember that. I remember going to the Toys R Us and getting mine, though. Mine was really cool. It talked.
Oh.
It talked, and it had a cup. It would go, "I'm thirsty." You could put the cup to it, and it would go gunk, 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 gunk.
And it was a Cabbage Patch
yeah.
Kid?
Yeah. It took like 20 D batteries.
Well, Cabbage Patch
Kids.
It
was real cool.
Cabbage Patch, the original Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah.
The phenomenon was the year you were born.
Yeah.
So by the time you got a Cabbage Patch Kid, they made those adjustments
I had,
and improvements.
I had regular ones,
the regular
too,
ones, yeah.
But I had that one.
I'll tell you what. My friend Mr. Scott Oaken was a manager at Venture. Mm-hmm. And I've told you the stories where he'd walk around with his name tag that said Flavor Flav. And he would tell people that plastic hangers were $4,000 a piece. He cared a lot about his job.
Yeah.
He was working at Venture during the Cabbage Patch Kid craze.
Mm-hmm.
And he witnessed, like, the doors opened up. They had announced that they had a new batch of Cabbage Patch Kids. And he was working that morning. They opened up the doors, and he said he'd never seen anything. People were punching each other in the face.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were trying to grab Cabbage Patch Kids. Like, women were, like, ripping their hair out and throwing people
it's
down.
It's crazy because they're so simple.
Yeah.
They're just soft bodies, and then they just got those fat little faces.
But you got, like, a birth certificate, right?
Right.
And all that other stuff.
And its butt was tattooed with the owner's name, which I thought was a little weird.
Mike from Novak Construction. Says, remember the Battling Tops games? Thought about that over the... Oh, yeah, the Battling Tops.
Oh, isn't that a... I remember Crossfire. Dan, do you remember Crossfire?
That game was badass.
That was essentially the same thing, right? Because you would shoot out the top and it would...
Oh,
like,
yeah,
fight.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Crossfire!
But that's just sort of like... That was confined, right, to a board?
Right.
You would just take your tops, you just use a whole surface.
Shoot them.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Billy Bill. Hi, Billy Bill. Easy Bake Oven. My oldest sister got one for Christmas, but never used to make it. We were too poor to afford the special light bulb that made it work.
Oh, yeah, because that probably took... It's probably specialty.
Yeah.
Didn't come with one?
You would think.
You'd think at least the one.
That would be like Hungry Hungry Hippos not coming with hippos. Or marbles. And you'd
yeah,
have to
the
get,
marbles. Go to... Get your own marbles.
By the way, Mike from Novak Construction, you guys do such a great job with the Novak Construction building. The Christmas stuff is up, and it's just a delight when you're driving down the Kennedy and you come upon that and you get to see those really cool things. They do it year-round for every holiday, and it's always really cool. William says Transformers were popular in the 80s, but I ended up with GoBots.
Uh-uh.
That's when you get those knockoff. That's like when I got the Robert Cop instead of the... Robot. All right, we got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. We got a very, very good Blackhawks Express to play from a game, of course, that I missed because I was watching John Belushi in a fighter plane screaming.
Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. Now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe...
Well, this was during that time in the 70s when story songs were big.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this the same lady who did Harper Valley PTA?
No, Harper Valley. You know who did Harper Valley? I'm trying to remember who did Harper Valley PTA.
I love that song.
Bobby Gentry did Ode to Billy Joe. I can't remember who did Harper Valley PTA. Jeannie C. Riley.
Ah.
And Barbara Eden starred in the movie Harper Valley PTA.
Oh, okay.
And they made a movie out of Ode to Billy Joe.
Oh, well, I mean, if it's a story and a song.
Well, yeah. Do you know who was in that?
No.
Mary, do you know who's in the movie?
Robbie Benson.
That's right, Robbie Benson.
Yes. I thought I just saw a thing. It was like a made-for-TV movie. With Robbie Benson and George Burns and they're golf buddies.
Now?
No, not now.
Oh.
But I was
No, because George Burns is dead.
Right. That'd be weird.
And they're golf buddies?
Yeah, I was looking something up and it was like
How old was Robbie Benson? Was he an adult or was he
Yeah, he looked like maybe like 20s.
He never grows old.
He looked young.
Never.
But he had the dumbest look on his face on the cover.
Don't say that in front
I'm
of Mary.
Sorry, but he did.
Don't say that.
To the point where I was wondering, was that Robbie Benson? And I had to like further.
Couldn't you tell from his dreamy eyes?
Well, no, because he had that goofy look on his face.
Okay.
And I went, that can't be that same Robbie Benson.
Yeah. So did you see Ode to Billy Joe, Mary?
Ugh, it was depressing.
It was. Well, he jumps off the Tallahassee Bridge.
I hated that movie.
Now, do you remember, you want to talk about depressing, do you remember The Death of Richie?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that drugs?
Yeah, made for TV movie.
Was that the basketball one?
No, that's One-on-One.
Oh, okay.
No, Death of Richie was a TV movie where, based on a true story. Mm-hmm. Where Robbie Benson played like he was a teenager who got all addicted to drugs.
Oh, boy.
And went loony. And Ben Gazzara played his dad and he shot him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wasn't it a true story?
Yeah, based on a true story.
Yeah.
TV movie. Yeah. I remember, I think, if I'm not mistaken, like Robbie Benson got nominated for Emmys because he's all drugged out and crying. And then Ben Gazzara pulls out a gun and blows his face off.
Gosh.
Not happy with that one either.
No. No, not at all.
His beautiful face.
His beautiful eyes just got blown to smithereens.
Oh, man.
Let's find out what's going to happen on the opening bell this morning. Here's Steve Grzanich. Hey, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
All right.
Coming up next on the opening bell, we're happy to have with us the president of the Illinois Farm Bureau. The Farm Bureau has been having its annual meeting in Chicago this week and talking about farm policy for Illinois. And we'll have a conversation with him before the opening bell this morning. Also, do you remember Ranger Rick?
Sure.
He's 50 years old this year. And we're going to be talking with a representative of the World Wildlife Federation about Ranger Rick and how they're trying to get young kids excited, not only in Ranger Rick, but in the wildlife as well. All coming up next.
Great. Thanks, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. I'm going to do a couple more of these. I'm going to save some of these because we've only gotten to 1978.
Okay.
So I'm going to save some of these. But 1978, you remember Simon?
Mm-hmm. Just playing one.
Come on, seriously?
That's a Target.
They still sell those?
Yeah. They have that and then a bigger version. Like
yeah, I remember.
Updated techie version.
Simon was one of the first sort of like, ooh, electronic. Like that and like, I remember like Mattel Football and all those. Those all came out like right around the same time. The little handheld Mattel Football.
Yeah.
79, Atari 2600.
Oh, we had one.
Yeah, the famous Atari 2600. 1980, Rubik's Cube.
I hate those things.
I
make me feel so dumb.
I used to think that Rubik's Cube was later than 1980. Like in 82, 83. But yeah, 1980. I hated Rubik's Cube too.
Just switch out the stickers.
Yeah, just take the stickers off and put them all on one.
We like show you
That's
Rubik's
right.
Cube.
That's right. Or just bust it and then put it back together to smash all the.
You could do it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Either way, you're going to cause some damage to the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
How about those smart asses who'd like do it in 12 seconds?
I saw some machine who did it like in 3 seconds.
You ever
or
see
something.
People who do it? There are like people who like are professional and they like travel around and go to Rubik's Cube contests and stuff. They pick up a Rubik's Cube, done. Like you
think
jerk.
So smart.
Yeah, I think you're so smart. That's right. You're so smart. Explain what icing is in the game of hockey, pal. See? Now go play with your Rubik's Cube. Go home and play with your Rubik's Cube.
Oh boy.
All right. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow for Triple Play Thursday.